This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, handling things behind the scenes. Want to tell everybody, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870 WWL weather events happening in our area. And we'll have all kind of coverage at the top of the news hour. And starting at 6:30 and also at 7:30, we will have updates from the National Weather Service and also from Chris Franklin, chief meteorologist for Channel 4 in New Orleans, to give us updates. And one guy that just sort of felt the wrath of that storm heading a little north of us, the incomparable Tim Brando. Timmy, I hope you're doing okay, and I know y'all had some rough weather pass through.
Yeah, we had right across from the airport a tornado on the ground, but then a nice little act of God, it went up above and has not gone back on the ground since, but it was just literally a few miles from the Shreveport airport, and our lights were blinking off and on, straight line winds of about 65, 70 miles an hour, so we're okay, and I guess we'll wait for another round, but I apologize for
that's okay,
for
Timmy. Hey,
bit,
listen.
Late, a little tardy for your show here.
Hey, listen, I give you dispensation on that. I'm just worried about making sure you and the family are doing okay.
Yeah.
Tim, and a two-part question here for you. You got to see the young Kelvin Banks Jr., 18 years old, starting as a true freshman at University of Texas. So I'll get you to comment on Kelvin a little bit. And, man, you know, we saw Will Campbell do it at LSU. It's sort of rare when you got a left tackle that, man, I walked off a high school campus, now I'm going up against these grown men, and he took care of business. The second thing is, and I brought this up yesterday, we had a guest on who covers the Longhorns, and I told him the big difference I see of Texas today than 5 years ago, and people always now refer to it as the Eagles way, but long before the Eagles – I watch USC in the 2000s with Pete Carroll, and everybody want to talk about Reggie Bush and Lindell White and Matt Leinart Carson Palmer and Michael Williams. All those guys were great. But, Tim, in a five-year time frame, they had two offensive linemen picked in round one, four picked in the second round. In that same five-year time frame, they had six defensive linemen go in round one and two in round two. Who was on that staff? Steve Sarkisian. He goes to Alabama, and look how Nick Saban built that team. And, yeah, it wasn't always around the quarterbacks. It wasn't – he didn't every year have a Tua Tagovailoa or a Jalen Hurts or a Mac Jones. He won by big boy football long before the Eagles did it. And I think that's the difference we see now in Texas. For people who say, oh, they can't compete in the SEC, my thing is they built like Georgia and Alabama. They go compete and compete at a high level in the SEC.
Yeah, and, you know, when they won the national championship and beat USC with that Vince Young team, it really was. And you know, credit to Mac. I'm not going to throw Mac Brown under the bus like so many others do. But the reality is the game was different then. The league they were in was different. And really open, wide open offense was really that was what was happening in the sport at that time. Sort of the, you know, what was going on in Texas 6A high school football all of a sudden was translating in college, and that was going on everywhere.
Yep.
It was. Now, that changed once, you know, defenses caught up to it, okay? Saban even had to do it after Deshaun Watson put on a show in 2016 against him, and you saw what happened. Suddenly, those linebackers looked a little different, you know, a year later. And so the game evolved from a defensive standpoint there. Sarkisian is smart, and he's been at both USC and Alabama, and at both places he was magnificently successful because of what? The ability to both run the football, run it really well, and then call great plays for the passing game with really talented people. And that's why they're built the way they are, and it's one of the reasons why a guy like Banks is now going to come from there. It was very well documented, Mac's inability those last few years to find quality offensive linemen. And by the way, that wasn't just true at Texas. It was true at a lot of different places, okay? In the Pac-12, it was obvious that those teams were suffering, including USC, with their offensive lines. And that's one of the reasons why Oregon, both when Chip Kelly was there, a little later, Mario Cristobal, same thing. He built with an offensive line first. So what does Cristobal have in common, obviously, with Sark? he worked under Saban. Now, yep. Granted, he's not a play caller the way Sark is, but still, they had that commonality between them. I got to tell you, I loved what the Saints did in this draft. Banks being at the top of that list, clearly a great get. But what I really could not fathom, and Mike, it's one of the things, and I don't want to sound like Mel Kiper when I say, you know, the NFL just does not always get it when it comes to quarterback. But there are times when they don't. And by that I mean, how many great quarterbacks are there really versus number of teams in the league? Pretty amazing. And the reason is a lot of guys get run out of the league because their salaries are too high, because they were first or second round picks and they weren't worthy of those picks. And then suddenly they're too expensive to hold on as backups. That's happened, you know, for generations now in the National Football League. Tyler Shuck is a guy that I saw as a freshman have to play against Washington State when Leach was there, and he had the number one passing team in the country at that time. Herbert was hurt, and he had to come in and play, and he was mostly known as a runner at that point. He probably only had command of about 20% of the playbook, and even that night, you could just see the competitive juices in the kid. Now, because he ran it a lot, he was what? Vulnerable to injury, and he had tons of them. And what happened to him at Texas Tech, I was there to do plenty of games there, both before he got hurt and then when he got hurt, and saw what happened to that program. It cost a couple of head coaches their jobs. But Shuck really became – Tyler became an even better quarterback at Texas Tech. It was terrible what happened to him at that time. For him to have landed where he did and have the opportunities at Louisville – to sort of finish off his game the way he did, I think this is the kind of quarterback that you really want if you're the New Orleans Saints, because he learned how, because of those injuries, he had to learn a different approach and reinvent himself as a quarterback. And he worked under some really good coordinators and guys that he took a little bit from this guy, a little bit from that guy, and became, I think, a really charismatic whole. And I don't think there's any question. There's no question that the closest thing in this draft to Drew Brees at the quarterback position was Tyler Shuck. And I guarantee you, the new head coach is smiling from ear to ear, who knows a thing or two about wide open offenses and guys that came from that, having been around it and seen it, you know, when he was out at Boise and when he was playing against teams like that, whether it was Oregon or Washington State. You know, he knows all about that. And I think he's just going to have a remarkable year. And the other part of the draft that I really loved because I saw him up close and personal many times. Not only is he going to be great on the field, he will be unbelievable in the locker room, Devin Neal. Devin Neal is stronger than you think, faster than you'll ever imagine. He's got great football speed, and he's been catching the ball coming out of the backfield quite a lot. He's got the ability to be a Darren Sproles, only he's bigger and he's faster than Darren Sproles. So I thought it was an outstanding draft and something that the Saints can really build upon. This is going to be a foundational draft for them, Mike, that is going to be, I think, within 2 to 3 years, mirroring what happened when Sean got there in 06 and what happened all the way leading up to 09. I'm not going to predict the Super Bowl in 3 years, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to see a flip of the switch and a foundation built here in the next 2 seasons that has them knocking on the door to win their division and to have inroads in the playoffs again real soon.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Timmy, the other guy, too, is Danny Stutzman. Every time you watch Oklahoma play, and we're going to have Coach Summer all on in the 5 o'clock hour, and I'll get his thoughts on it. But I remember the Green Wave was playing Oklahoma last year. And so in doing, you know, which I normally do, man, I watch 3 or 4 games. And, man, every time you watch Stutzman, it was like there were twins. That was like two of them. You say, okay, he's got a brother on the team. No, it's him. His instincts, his instincts, his size, his ability – to track the ball carrier and to get the head to tell the body what to do. And sometimes people say, oh, you over-exaggerate that. I tell them you're full of you-know-what. Because sometimes guys athletically have it, but it takes a little while for the brain to tell the body where to go. With Stutzman, it's instant. Bang, he's there. Oh, he needs to work in the coverage part of the game. But his play against the run – just look at the numbers.
Yeah, the speed sideline to sideline. He was one of the reasons that Alabama got their you-know-what's kicked. Okay, when that late-season loss in primetime, you know, that he had a lot to do with that. And let me tell you something else about that kid. You talk about his ability to drop back into coverage. He'll do a good job of that. But he's not a high – he's a real linebacker. Okay, his foundation – is the linebacker position. So many of the guys now playing linebacker in today's game, and it's one of the reasons why it's hard to find them that will come right into the league and make such a significant impact. It's because they're really hybrid safeties. You know, you're seeing a lot of this, you know, three-man line stuff in the college game and drop eight. And so a lot of these linebackers are really safeties, and they have to learn how to tackle. They have to learn how to get sideline to sideline against, you know, a simple stretch play. Stutzman knows how to do that, and he can get there very quickly. And I think his ability to drop back into coverage is something that he'll get better at in due time. But it was a fantastic draft. I pointed out the two that I did because I thought it was important to go along with the big kid from Texas that people understand how great a find it was to get a guy like Tyler Shuck, who a lot of NFL pundits were saying, no, he's too old. You know, he's damaged goods. That's crap. That's absolute crap. And it's that kind of thing that Kiper goes off on that upsets a lot of people. But, you know, Mel is old school. Plus, he invented the industry of research on players and draft analysis. Of course he's wrong a lot. Hell, he's got to talk about every one of them. He's going to be crazy. He's going to
be
wrong.
Yeah, we all going to be wrong, no matter what.
Isn't that the truth?
So we're wrong every day in decisions we make, so you're going to be wrong on players. One of the things, Tim, I see change because in working the camps here, and we have three or four really major camps here in South Louisiana, Manning Camp, Louisiana Line Camp, Pete Jenkins, who you know really, really well. And a couple years back, Pete asked me, he said, where, Michael, the big linebackers? And so you would see a young man come in. He's 16, 17 years old. He's 6'2", 6'3", and you know, I ask him, you know, you play defense? And, no, sir. I'm a wide receiver or flex tight end. I told Pete, you know what changed the world? 7-on-7. Because those guys, man, I don't want to play defense. I want to catch the ball. Timmy, what we're going to see is much smaller linebackers, and not just for a year or two. It's going to be a while before they can change that around because we've sort of hybrid all these bigger guys into being receivers and tight ends.
Well, or rush ins, okay?
Yes.
They, because they know that's where the money is, and that's where you'll get drafted very highly and get a lot more to sign at that position because it's a much-needed position, you know. But to your point, all of that really did change. I pointed out that win Clemson got in the national title against Alabama and really what it meant to Saban from a defensive point of view. He did not have linebackers that could keep up with what they were doing from an offensive standpoint. And with Watson at his absolute best, unfortunately for Deshaun, that's where his game peaked. It hasn't been too good since then. But that's where it changed, and it changed everywhere as a result. To your point about linebackers, that kid is he's a throwback. He's a throwback, and he's going to remind a lot of people of some of the great linebackers that Jimmy Mora had that began, you know, the Dome Patrol back in the day. He's got that kind of capability, and I know that's going to make the hearts of a lot of Saints fans feel awfully good.
Timmy, we got to cut it short because we got weather events and we got to cover it. But thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. When we come back, me and we're going to talk a lot more about college football. And everybody says, there's no way Ohio State can be that good this year. And I said, okay, you lose 15 guys to the NFL. Common sense tells you you're not going to be that good this year. Somebody else is going to grab that moniker, and it may well be one of those SEC teams.
Yeah, you're right about that. We'll do it again real soon. I'm available. Good time.
Thank you, Timmy. Appreciate it, buddy. You take care. Tim Brando, the incomparable one. You hear him on Fox Sports covering college football, the NFL, and also college basketball. Does a great job no matter where. Also has done even some golf outings for him.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.